I was lost in my own dream, trapped within the abyss of another world. I could not wake as much as I tried, and as I tried with much effort to open my eyes, I beheld the fate of Daxter as he was taken by Lapis, the spirit of lust. The goat man was naked and covered in many hands. These hands were somehow disembodied from their master, who was certainly Lepus. Lepus controlled them as they stroked his penis, rubbed his testicles, fingered deeply into his asshole. All the while, the spectral rabbit stood over him, as if dominating him entirely. I watched and could not look away. What was I seeing? What did it all mean? I did not at the time know, and still I saw the rat known as Miremouth standing in one corner, watching it all, a sickly grin upon his lips. I could not help but hate him when I heard him mutter, "Yes."
Yes. Oh, sweet spirit of lust. Do unto me all that you will.
Oh, to please you shall be unto me a pleasure in itself. To rub and stroke every part of you shall be the undoing of such a bitter resolve.
Tell me what you want, and I shall do it.
Give yourself to Maximus. Let his indulgence fill you to the brim.
Maximus!
His very name is his nature. Pleasure and pain are his. Every desire, every indulgence. Do you not wish to be liberated?
Curse this broken world. Give me pleasure. Give me pain. I accept you, Maximus.
Come for me as you say his name.
Where am I? Lapis. Miremouth.
What do you need with them?
You. That voice.
You called me by name as you spilt your seed by the many hands of my spirit. You gave yourself to my lust. You wish to glimpse the very nature of your god.
Lord Maximus.
Kneel.
Yes. Lord Maximus.
I have trusted the Capricorns in the past and have truly loved them. Who are you that I should love you?
A monster. A monster with lust that need to be sated. I want to be unleashed. Tell me what I must do. Oh, great indulgent one.
Then you will be tested.
Test me.
mouth knows what befell you.
Do you?
We must leave the cave.
And go where?
Maya mouth does not care.
All right.
I awoke with a start. I gagged even as I tried to draw breath. And even though I found myself within my own world, I could feel myself drifting away from it. My dreams were beginning to overtake me. The story of Daxter was becoming real. And, strangely, Maximus himself was beginning to seem all the more enticing to me.